Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Kathy Simmons, Chief Vet of the NCBA. Back with Dr. Simmons after this.
Hi, I'm Al Soker, Vice President of Old Surety Life Insurance Company. Remember full service gas station? Today it's hard to find that kind of service. At Old Surety, we want you to have that same feeling when you call us. When you call Old Surety, the phone will ring and a real person answers with a friendly hello. No automated voices, no buttons to push. If you have questions about the right insurance for yourself, your kids, mom, dad, or even your car, give Old Surety a call at 1-800-272-5466 and say hello. Please keep our country in your prayers and remember, God is in control.
It's the special replacement cow and bull sale at McCall's Reunion Stockyard, Saturday, December 14th at noon. Over 1,500 head of consigned bred cows, pairs, bred heifers, and bulls will be available, including 160 bred heifers, 130 Sim Angus bred heifers, 60 Angus Brangus bred heifers, 90 Brangus Influence bred heifers, and 80 Brangus bred heifers. For more information, go to www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834.
Dr. Kathy Simmons is Chief Veterinary Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Today we wanted to visit with her about the issue of antibiotics used in animal agriculture. She says that we need antibiotics, but we need to make sure that the public understands that we're using them responsibly, especially those antibiotics that are used both for animal agriculture as well as for treating humans.
FDA, or the Food and Drug Administration, has put out guidance documents with regards to antibiotics. Their guidance documents 209, 213, and their veterinary feed directive that advocate for the judicious and thoughtful use of antimicrobials and stress the importance of a veterinary client-patient relationship in making antibiotic decisions. We at NCBA have long supported the judicious use of antimicrobials in cattle. Since 1987, our beef quality assurance program has had guidelines for the judicious use of antimicrobials. We stress the importance to all of our producers of having a strong veterinary client-patient relationship. We found on our most recent 2012 national beef audit that it was stated that our producers, 90% of them reported having a veterinary client-patient relationship. And I think that places us in a position to move forward with FDA to try to prevent antimicrobial resistance from occurring. None of us want to have that happen. I believe that we are currently working in that area and working effectively.
You mentioned the veterinary client relationship, in other words, with the cattle owner, the rancher, and his veterinarian. Why is that so important?
I think it's important on a number of reasons. It's certainly important with the antimicrobials because you want to have an informed use of antimicrobials to avoid the resistance problem. You want to use them for the right period of time and the right number of animals. That's important, but I think it's also important on a production level. I think your veterinarian can help you in consultation on nutrition issues, in consultation on some of the production and husbandry issues that are basic. Many times we do know these things and helps to have another viewpoint.
As we've reported this week, the FDA has moved forward now with this final guidance 213 to basically implement the plan to phase out over a three-year period the subtherapeutic use of medically important antibiotics in food-producing animals. The livestock industry, the chicken council, the pork producers, as well as beef producers, all seem to be in agreement that this is the right way to go. They applaud FDA's action. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, our friends at the Apache Livestock Market have got another special replacement cow auction coming up at 11 a.m. this Saturday, December 14th at the Apache Auction Market. About 500 head of top quality pairs, replacement cows and bred heifers, featuring 150 Montana Wyoming pairs, 150 January February calving cows, 150 3 to 5 year old spring calving North Dakota cows. You can call Bob Rodenberger for more information at 405-641-8998 or go to StockmanOklahoma.com. That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.